Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 169 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Jane Allen's book, Mediumship Demystified, The Art of Understanding and Teaching Mediumship. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes. I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. So I'm going to read from a section titled Spiritual Activities Possible Via Mediumship, The Range of Spiritual Communication. And this is what Jane has written. The term mediumship is often used in at least two ways, which can make for confusion when trying to specifically explain an action or interaction with spirit. Spirit can also be used to mean either spirit team or guides who support the work of a medium, or to represent the world of spirit itself. There are many interchangeable and non-specific terms within the area of working with spirit, and so the two diagrams before are my attempt to tangibly explain how the different activities with your spirit team or guides are how I understand the interaction to operate. All mediumship activities involve an altered state where the medium shifts their energetic resonance or vibration to a greater or lesser degree, remaining either consciously aware or not consciously aware of the communication given, depending on the mode of activity. As with everything connected with any explanation as to how and what happens when we are dead, there can only be conjecture here on the earth plane, and there are conflicting points of view which have equal validity. This diagram is therefore my interpretation, but I am attempting to explain a personal view of every human interaction with your spirit team who support you from the spirit world through your mind and your senses, and to that end have tried to qualify each term used below. There are many different areas of work within the umbrella term of mediumship. Number 1. Consulting Mental Mediumship. This is divided into four main areas of interest: mediumship, trance, spirit rescue work, and spiritual assessment of others. Mental mediumship. This is the form of mediumship that most people are familiar with. It involves the medium shifting their energetic frequency or resonance to a level where they can receive information from someone, usually a loved one, but can also be a colleague or friend, who has passed over, with the support of the medium spirit team. The medium relays this information as honestly and accurately as possible to the client or recipient, bearing in mind the delicacy of the situation, that is, private or public, whether the subject matter is challenging or uncomfortable. There are four subsections of this type of mediumship work: inspired speaking, inspired writing, inspired drawing, sometimes known as psychic art, and inspired card reading, tarot. These are forms of mental mediumship that allow an energetic blend between the medium, their spirit team, and sometimes a spiritual communicator, while the medium retains a high degree of consciousness, but nevertheless is in an altered state. It may be an aspect of philosophy or belief that is being communicated, as well as other information for the benefit of the medium or of the recipient if the client is present. Inspired speaking enables the medium to speak spirit-inspired words in the medium's own voice, the medium being aware of everything that is said, but will not remember subsequently. There may be, depending on the strength of the blend, a difference in the phrasing or vocabulary to that which the medium would normally use. Inspired writing enables the medium to record in writing words given to them, often at a greater speed than the medium would normally write, with less regard to spelling or grammar. The aim is to get as much of the message across as possible in the time that the medium can sustain the energetic shift. Sometimes the language can be archaic, but the power of the words will be felt by those who read or listen to them. In automatic writing, the medium is much less aware of what is being written, and the pen will feel like it's under independent control. The medium will be in a more obvious altered state. Inspired drawing is the act of recording through drawing or painting an image of a spiritual communicator or an image that can be interpreted by the medium. An artist may use both hands at the same time or may draw with the opposite to dominant hand than is usual. Inspired card reading involves an interpretation of a set of cards that have a given individual meaning which may vary depending on their position in a card spread. It is an interpretation of a situation or event for the recipient, possibly with an outcome if upcoming events remain unchanged. Trance. It should be made clear from the outset that this is not physical possession. It is a close energetic blending between the medium and their spirit team. There is an allowing by the medium. This is a form of mediumship that allows for spirit to blend closely enough with the energy of the medium to allow for information to be transmitted directly from the spirit world without the interpretation of a medium. It takes years of consistent and dedicated work to achieve this via individuals sitting in a like-minded group in order to develop their own ability with an accomplished teacher. In practice, it is never just one energy from spirit, but a blend of several different spiritual energies combining to achieve the desired outcome. The medium may or may not have an awareness of what is being said. The key point is that the medium does not interfere or change the word flow, even if she or he does not agree with, or indeed understand what is being said. There are four subsections of trance work. Trance healing allows a spirit team to blend energetically with the medium and bring through healing on a physical, emotional, mental or spiritual level. There may sometimes be healing words too, designed to ease grief or release guilt, for example. Trance speaking allows the spirit team to blend energetically with the medium so as to enable speech from spirit by using the voice box of the medium. It may feel to the medium that they are blending with one person, but it takes many energies from spirit to enable this work to take place. Trance speaking is the act of allowing a spirit team blended presence to speak and listen using the voice box and ears of the medium who is sitting to impart information from spirit. It may take the form of a philosophical talk, but questions can be asked and may be answered by spirit, or there may be a sharing of a viewpoint. The tenor of the voice, the phrasing of words, and intonation of the medium's own voice may all change when working this way in trance, as well as the physical position or body language of the medium. Trance communication is the act of the combined energies of the medium, their spirit team, and the essence of a spirit communicator, which allows the spirit communicator to interact directly with the recipient. Trance communication is the act of the combined energies of the medium, their spirit team, and the essence of a spirit communicator, which allows the spirit communicator to interact directly with the recipient. Trance communication allows an energetic vibrational blend of a spirit communicator with a medium via their spirit team, so as to allow the spirit communicator to speak to their loved one here on Earth. Aspects of the spirit communicator's natural speech patterns, intonations and phrases will be recognized by the recipient as being that of their loved one in spirit, but the voice of the medium may not change noticeably. There may be shared memories, but there should be no need to provide spoken evidence of the spiritual communicator, as this should be evidenced by the recognition of the loved one by the recipient, who they feel the essence of their loved one or that they are in the presence of their loved one in spirit. One medium may work with many different spiritual communicators for many individual recipients in this way. Trance spiritual assessment tends to be used from one medium to another, however it can be just as valid for any recipient. This is where the spirit team is working with the medium and the recipient, whether another medium or not, to assess the spiritual state, needs and path of the recipient. Again, questions may be asked and answered and insight received. Today I was reading from Jane Allen's book, Mediumship Demystified: The Art of Understanding and Teaching Mediumship. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife or click on the button on my homepage. And my book, Verified Near-Death Experiences has been published, is now available worldwide on Amazon and in all great bookshops. And if you enjoy the episode, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.